Vav Metzia, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, 8-3, and the last of the Mishnayos on the topic of Shomrim. The basic point of this Mishnah is really simple, which is the Shoel is liable for own sin, but only once he has taken the borrowed item into his possession. So until that point, he's not liable for own sin. So our Mishnah wants to know what happens if there's an intermediary, a person who's transferring the borrowed item from the lender to the borrower. And the question is, at what point has the borrower taken the responsibility to also be liable for own sin? And the answer is simply when it gets to his hands, his property, or in the hands of a person whom he appointed and authorized to be his shaliach. If the borrower didn't authorize a person to be his shaliach, then even if the person's related to him, it's his son, it's his slave, it's his usual courier, it doesn't matter. If the lender gives it to one of those people, it's still not considered to be a borrowed item for which the borrower is liable for own sin until it either is in his hands or in his authorized intermediary. That's the point of our Mishnah here. In a nutshell, it inherits as in many more words, Hashol es apara, if a person borrows a cow, v'shilchalo biyad beno, and then the owner of the cow, who lends it to the borrower, he sends this cow in the hand of his, the lender's son, biyad avdo, or in the hand, meaning through the lender's slave, biyad shlucho, or the lender's courier, o biyad beno, or even in the hands of the son of the borrower, but he wasn't authorized to act on behalf of the father, biyad avdo, or in he sends it, the lender sends it through the hands of the slave of the borrower, again without authorization, biyad shlucho, or in the hand of the borrower's courier, shel shol, of the borrower, v'mesa, if the cow dies while it's in the possession of an intermediary, patur, then the borrower is exempt from onsen because he hasn't yet taken possession to become a shol responsible for such a thing. On the other hand, amra lo hashoel, if the borrower says to the lender, shalchat li biyad bani, send me the cow through my son, biyad avdi, through my slave, biyad shluchi, through my courier, o biyad bincha, or through your son, biyad abdecha, your slave, biyad shluchcha, your courier, or, a different kind of case is, all those will be, he's liable from the moment it gets to the intermediary's hand, alternatively, sha'amar lo hamashil, even if the lender says, hareini mishalcha lecha, I'm intending to send this to you, biyad bani, biyad abdi, biyad shluchi, o biyad bincha, biyad avdecha, biyad shluchacha, through an intermediary, whoever he is, doesn't matter. If va'amar lo ha-shoel shalach, if the borrower says, yeah, do that, send it through that intermediary, v'shilcha, and then the lender does send it to the intermediary, and while it's in the intermediary's hands, v'mesa, the cow dies, then chayav, then the borrower is considered to be a borrower, and he's liable for own sin, so he has to replace the value of the cow that died. Simple enough. Just one small caveat. Since a Eved Kanani is considered to be really like an extension, a legal extension of the owner, the case here where the Eved of the lender is being used as an intermediary, even if he's authorized, would have to be a case where we're talking about an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, who then could act as a shliach on behalf of the recipient, the borrower. But if it would be an Eved Kanani, even if authorized, still it's considered to be in the hands, so to speak, of the lender until it transfers physically into the hands of the borrower. So that's just one kind of foot point there. Now, the mission's not quite done. It says, V'chein b'sha shemachazira. The same goes when he returns it, meaning it stays in the possession and therefore the responsibility of the borrower until he hands it back to the possession of the lender, and that would be either directly to his hand or his property, or if there's an intermediary, in the event that the lender authorizes the intermediary to act on his behalf. Okay, so that's the end of the Mishnah, really. Just one small point, additionally, which is that a person's only considered to be a shoel, a lender, while he's authorized to use the object. But let's just say, for example, he says, can I borrow your cow to plow my field on Tuesday? And the lender says, yes, if the cow is delivered early, that's on Monday, but not yet authorized to be used, because it's only for Tuesday the borrowing, or if when he's done with it, he didn't deliver it back, and he has to only deliver back on Wednesday. He only gets around to delivering on Wednesday. The point is, if he's not authorized to use it, I mean, the period of the she'ela, of the borrowing, hasn't started or it's over, so then he's no longer responsible as a shol, he's just responsible as a shomer sachar, which would be exempt from onsen. So once the rental period ends or hasn't begun, if something should happen, that's an onus, so then the guy who would have been the borrower during another point of time will be exempt.